So the conversion of St. Paul. That word conversion is a very important word for us as Catholics, as disciples. And the older we get, the more important the word becomes. Because we have more power over the choices that we make. We can make a decision for Jesus or against Jesus. Every day we are invited to be converted. You know, sometimes in our, like, I think maybe our math class, we learn to convert fractions to decimals or decimals to fractions. And it's the same thing, it's just written in a different form. Or like in, we translate words, right, from English into Spanish. It's the same word, but we convert it from one language to the other. So we use that word conversion in those instances, but it's not the same thing we mean when we say conversion in the faith. Because when we convert with Jesus, there's a radical change. There's a true transformation that happens. And in your science, we said about metamorphosis. When you study how the caterpillars become butterflies, there's an actual change in that creature. This is what Christ is inviting us to. And not just inviting us, but expecting us to encounter him and then to change our life. And this is why we come to Catholic school. This is why your parents bring you to Mass on Sunday. This is why we celebrate Mass. It's so that we can all have an encounter with Jesus. Because St. Paul was not a good guy. He was very smart, very popular, probably well-liked with everybody, had high status, but he was doing the bad thing. But he was on his way to do bad things when all of a sudden he encountered Jesus. And that's what this painting is in the sanctuary. It's a horse with a man on the ground. Because when the artist imagined this scene, this is what he imagined. That Paul was riding his horse and he encountered Jesus because it says he fell to the ground. So we can meditate and, you know, we can think in our mind about this episode and then what would that have looked like in real life? And this is what the artist came up with. So when we hear these stories, just like when we watch TV, we watch videos, we watch movies, these stories come to life. The paintings do the same thing. So there's a real moment in St. Paul's life where he encountered Jesus. Now, for most of us, this won't happen to us. Yeah? We're not going to be riding a horse through the Middle East on the way to Damascus and get knocked off and see a bright light. But what will happen to us? What does our encounter with Jesus look like? Like, I know our eighth graders just went on a retreat for confirmation. And so maybe you can ask them when you talk to them, what was their encounter like with Jesus during the retreat? Did they have one? On First Fridays, when you come to the chapel, can you come to the church and you spend time in prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament? Do you encounter Jesus? Do you hear him speaking to you? Do you feel something inside of your heart moving? When you come to Mass, or when you sing songs about Jesus, or when you're invited to do nice things, acts of charity, for the people around you? Do you feel something moving inside of your heart? These are all encounters with Jesus. Some we can feel, and they're very noticeable, and some seem kind of like everyday normal, maybe even a little boring. But do our eyes open to encounter Jesus every day? Jesus, in the passage that we heard, identified himself with the church. So he told Paul, the bad things that you're doing to the church, you're doing to me, speaking about Jesus. And so this is a good point for us to think about. This is why it's so important for us to treat each other nicely and why we get in trouble for bullying. And when we don't act respectfully, while we say our hands are for helping and not for hurting. Because what we do to each other, we're doing to Jesus. And so we want to treat each other the way that we treat Jesus. And that's what Jesus told St. Paul in the reading today. So St. Paul was going to do bad things. He was going to kill the Christians. And so none of us are doing that, right? But do you know that when you gossip about somebody, you're stealing, you're tearing them down, you're killing their reputation? The church will use the same commandment, thou shalt not kill, about gossip, about using our words in anger to hurt people. Jesus doesn't want us to act that way. Again, this is why it's so important for us to come to Mass, to come to Catholic school, to encounter Jesus, to have the courage. That's what Jesus told Paul, get up and go. It takes courage. St. Paul could have run away. He could have said, no, I don't want to do that. People will make fun of me. It's going to be too difficult to change my life. This is just the way that I am. You know, all the things, all the lies that we tell ourselves, and why we're afraid sometimes to get up and go all the way to Jesus and to live the life that you were created for. Like, St. Paul had this encounter, and he became the man that God wanted him to be. Each one of you, even at a young age, and as you get older, and to our not young people in the back, we all have an opportunity today to encounter Jesus and to become more like the people he wants us to be. This is what our faith does for us. Because St. Paul encountered Jesus as a real person. And so how today do we encounter Jesus as a real person? We encounter Jesus as a real person in the Holy Eucharist. And so as you've been preparing today to come to Mass, is your heart ready to say yes to Jesus today? Are you ready to change your life, to let him take you from being one way and making you a new way? This is the example that St. Paul gives us. But we don't celebrate St. Paul just because he had this one moment with Jesus. The reason we celebrate him today is because he was faithful for the rest of his life. He says to his friends that he fought the good fight, that he finished the race. And so we can ask Paul, we can ask St. Paul to help us. When it becomes difficult to do the right thing, when our friends are encouraging us to do the wrong thing, we can ask St. Paul to help us. Or maybe we're that friend who's encouraging others to do bad things. We can ask St. Paul for that courage to convert, to leave behind the old way and begin to live a new way. This is what's expected from Jesus for each one of you, for each one of us. And so it's a day of joyful rejoicing, of a happy day, to realize that no matter where we are today, no matter what sin we may have committed, how small or how big, there's always hope in Jesus. We never have to settle for being a bad way. We can always become a good way. We can always do the right thing. And this is the power that Christ gives us through the sacraments. And especially as you eighth graders are about to receive confirmation, the full outpouring, the power of the Holy Spirit will be given to you so that you can have the courage like St. Paul to say yes. And then each one of us is given that same invitation to go out to the world and tell everyone about Jesus. So that might be the person sitting next to you in the pew right now, or the person who sits next to you in class who needs to hear the name of Jesus. Maybe it's your parents or your siblings. Who in your life needs to hear the name of Jesus? Who in your life needs to be converted? Invite them. Invite them to Jesus. Invite them to Mass. Give them your story of your encounter with Jesus. Be prepared to tell your story. So maybe that's your homework. Eighth graders, get ready. Everyone, sometime this week, find an eighth grader who was on retreat a couple weeks ago and ask them to tell you how they encountered Jesus. And be ready to share with them with the same joy and enthusiasm that you share the good things in your life about academics and athletics and the movies and the videos you watch. Have the same joy and enthusiasm, because this is the world that's waiting to hear the good news. Amen.